الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي رفع الحرج ووضع الآثار والأغلال عن أمة الإسلام. أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوب إليه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فقد قال عز القائل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to fear Allah, our Creator, our Provider, in open and secret. And remember the day that we shall all stand before Him. Prepare yourselves for the meeting, the day of the meeting with your Lord. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this religion, from its most foundational characteristics, is that of lifting of hardship and difficulty from people. This is the foundational characteristic in the nature of the religion and Sharia of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made a characteristic of this religion the removal of burdens from people, the removing of the hardship on humanity in order to worship Allah through the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. And because of this, Allah Azza wa Jal, by opening the doors of ease and removing hardship, He has closed the doors and the pathways to exaggeration in religion. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has closed the pathways that lead to extremism and going to extremes and exaggeration in religion. He has done this by causing the religion to be one of ease. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بُعِثْتُ بِالْحَنَفِيَةَ السَّمْحَى. I have been sent with the upright and tolerant religion. And we see, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, because of this nature of Islam, we are taught, we are guided away from restricting what Allah has made vast and easy, from constraining what Allah has made easy. Allah says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not wish to place constraint and hardship upon you. وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not wish to constrain His servants and create hardship for them, but He wishes to remove hardship from them. And He wishes to purify them, لِيُطَهِّرُهُمْ, so that He can perfect His bounty upon them in order that they may be grateful. And this ayah, in its context, it is referring to when a person, he is not able to purify himself from the major and minor impurities due to lack of water or due to illness. Allah guides the believers to the path of tayammum. That when it is hard and constrained upon a believer, he cannot find water, or he is sick and ill and using the water would bring harm to his body, Allah shows another way, a path of easiness, to use tayammum, to use dry ablution. But if one were only to read this ayah, they might wrongly think that this ease that Allah is talking about is only restricted to ablution, purification, and that it is not a principle in the religion. Yet if we look in other places in the Qur'an, Allah emphasizes and clarifies this point. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. Allah says He has chosen you and He has not placed in this religion any constraint and hardship. So the religion itself that was sent by Allah is a religion that was sent to remove constraint and narrowness and not to make haraj, not to create hardships to people. And both of these ayahs, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to remove haraj. He does not want to place haraj on us. And the second, where He says that He has not placed in this religion any haraj, any constraint. When a believer reflects on these ayahs, and they touch his heart, when he reflects on what Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, then we realize the bounty of Allah upon us. We realize the mercy of Allah upon the Ummah of Islam. And when we look to the previous religions, the Sharia of the Bani Israel, for example, many things were made constrained for them due to their excessive questioning. They were forbidden to eat certain types of cattle. They were, many of them, they had to kill themselves when they argued with Musa alayhi salam. And they said, "We will not believe until we see Allah openly." And they worshiped the calf. Then the tawbah for them was to kill themselves. You see the difficulty that came to them. And even if they got impurity on their clothes, according to their sharia, they had to cut off that cloth. They couldn't wash it. They had to cut off any impurity that got on their clothing. So on their religion, on their sharia, it was constrained. But Allah's mercy to this ummah, being the final risala to all of humanity, Allah's mercy to this ummah is that He has removed hardship. And He has made this nation one of moderation, one of following a middle path, a path of easiness. Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. Allah says, like that we have made you a middle and moderate nation, following a middle path between two extremes, in order that you be the witness to mankind, and that the messenger be a witness over you. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Imam Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, he says that the middle, the wasata, the middle that Allah has called this ummah, ummatun wasata, he said, what does this mean? He said that the middle is the best of a thing. خيره وأجوده. The middle of the thing is the best. And this is why the Salat al-Wusta, for example, the Asr Salah, Allah has commanded to guard over it. And in the tafsir of this hadith, in this ayah, وَحَافِدُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَصَلَاتِ الْوُسْطَى, the middle prayer, the ulama say that Asr Salah, it is the best prayer. It is the middle prayer. And the Quraysh, they were the best of the tribes of Arabia, and they were the middle in terms of their living and in terms of their nasab, their lineage. So the middle nation is that just and righteous middle path that Allah has described us as. Ummatan wasata. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, because of this, because this ummah will be the final ummah, the final risala, this deen is the final message from now until the Day of Judgment, Allah has perfected this sharia. He has made it a path that can be applied in all nations, in all places, in all times. No matter how advanced civilization gets, no matter how rich or poor the society is, this religion is perfect and applicable for all times and places. In fact, it perfects all times and all places. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, because this deen must last until the Day of Judgment, Allah has made it a middle way, a way that is the best, a way that is moderate and perfect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did this for us in order that we be find his worship easy, in order that we do not go to hardship and extreme and exaggeration and difficulty in serving him and worshiping him. And there's many examples, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, for how this religion raises hardship and difficulty. We see, as mentioned before, when there is no water, and one is sick or ill and they cannot use water, then Allah guides us to the tayammum, to use dry ablution for one who is harmed by water. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the fasting person, He does not burden him to fast while traveling, or while ill and sick, so that harm comes to him. But He opens an easy way for one who is sick to make up the days later, for one who is maybe pregnant, for a woman, or one who is breastfeeding, she doesn't have to harm herself. But He opens a path for her to make up the days later. And we see, when we're traveling and going about on the earth, Allah has enjoined upon us to shorten our prayers, reducing the hardship and the understanding Allah and His mercy, knowing that travel brings hardship and difficulty. He allows us to shorten the 4 raka'ah prayers to only 2. And He allows us to join between the prayers in order to make ease for His ummah. And we see, my beloved brothers and sisters, when a woman, she's in her menses or in her postnatal bleeding, she's not allowed to fast. And she's not allowed to pray as a mercy for her, as an ease for her. And then, perhaps one is in a desert or in a land where there's no food and they're starving. Islam does not require us to kill ourselves out of starvation. But if death is near or hardship is sure to come, then Allah permits for us to eat the dead or what is haram. Again, a mercy and a dispensation for this ummah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, even we see in the coming days the pilgrimage, the Hajj to the house of Allah. Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. The ayah doesn't stop there. حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Somebody is poor, somebody does not have the safety of the path, somebody cannot afford to travel, he does not have to overburden himself. He does not have to fear meeting Allah, not having fulfilled this obligation, because it is not due upon him. مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever has the ability, the pathway to make it to the Hajj. All of these, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they come under the heading of ease and lifting of hardships and difficulties in religion. And this is the characteristic of our religion. This is the unique and foundational characteristic of Islam, moderation and worship. Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants ease for you. And He doesn't want hardship. He doesn't want difficulty for you. And we look, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, to the pure, beloved Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, how he exemplifies this beautiful characteristic. How he exemplifies through his akhlaq this principle of Islam. Once a Bedouin man, he came from the desert, and he saw the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and wanting to see what is inside, he tied his camel by the door and he came inside. And he looked around, he saw the palm leaves and the trees, and he had to relieve himself. He had to use the bathroom to urinate. So being a man from the desert, he just went to one of the corners of the masjid and relieved himself. Of course, the Sahaba, seeing this and their eagerness to prevent harm, to prevent evil, they all surrounded him and began to yell at him and curse him and try to stop him and say, "What are you doing?" And they were yelling at him. The Prophet ﷺ, seeing what is happening, he went to the Sahaba. He said, "La tuzrimuhu." Don't prevent him. Don't harm him. Leave him alone. And when the man finished, he took him aside the Prophet ﷺ took him aside and he said, "This is a house of Allah, this is for prayer, and it is not appropriate to urinate in this place." He said it in a gentle way. The Bedouin, being so pleased by the Prophet's character, he said, "May Allah have mercy on you and on me and on nobody else." He was upset with the way the Sahaba treated him. But he saw the akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ. In another riwayah, the Prophet ﷺ, he told the Sahaba, he said, "Yassiru wa la tu'assiru, wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru." The Prophet ﷺ, he said to those Sahaba who were stopping him from urinating, he said, "Make things easy and don't make things hard on people." And he said, "Give good news and glad tidings to people, and do not make people run away. Do not make people flee away from you." This perfect akhlaq of the Prophet ﷺ. Another, he said, when the Prophet ﷺ taught him, "I never found a teacher better than him, before him nor after him." My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the hardship that we have in religion is of two types. And not every hardship is one that the religion seeks to remove. Not every hardship is something that should be avoided. Because every act of worship, every effort that we make as human beings requires effort. Even seeking food and drink for your family, it requires effort. So mashaqqa, or difficulty, is divided into two categories. The first is common and bearable difficulties, which is what we feel every day when we worship, getting up for Fajr. It is a bearable difficulty. This is something that is not needed to be removed. It shows our love for Allah and our ubudiyyah to Him. For example, when we're hungry during the day in Ramadan, this is not a mashaqqa that the Sharia seeks to remove. This is something that is bearable and easy. Not every hunger requires that we eat haram. Not every sickness requires we break our fast. So this bearable hardship, this is something that is regular and not what Sharia seeks to remove. But what is unbearable, this is the second type of mashaqqa. It is that which is beyond the ability of a person to bear. One that causes harm to his life or to his limb or his wealth. This is the hardship that the Sharia came to remove. And so, a person who is close to harming himself, then the Sharia removes this harm. And this is from Allah's generosity, Allah's rahmah, Allah's love for His ummah. And this is what the Nusus talk about when Allah says He wishes to remove hardship and raise and take away difficulty. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, to close, we should remember that this rahmah of Allah to His ummah is something that should make us love Him even more. That Allah, His lifting of hardship in us, in our acts of worship, and in our religion, it should show us that we should love to obey His sharia even more. We should love to follow His sharia, and love to follow His deen and follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This rukhsa, these leeways, are in order to help us worship Allah more perfectly, to love Him even more, and to submit to Him more completely and more perfectly. This is one of the highest aims of the religion. This is one of the most important characteristics of Islam: moderation, removing hardship, in order to cut off the paths that lead to excess and exaggeration and extremism. This is the perfect nature of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described in the Quran, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ هُوَ اجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَنَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمِ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَفِي هَذَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, strive in the way of Allah, true striving, and know that He has not placed a hardship on you. He has chosen you and made you of the religion of Ibrahim. He has called you the Muslims before and now. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين، استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، وصلى الله على نبيه المصطفى وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، اتقوا الله حق تقاته. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, remember Allah and fear Him in secret and open. O عباد الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we take His rukhas and His leeways, the goal is not only to remove the hardship and difficulty from us, but in fact, Allah loves that we take His leeways. He loves that. He loves that we follow His rukhas, His leeways in His religion, as was narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and Ibn Khuzaymah with an authentic chain on Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ أَن تُؤْتَى رُخَصَهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَن تُؤْتَى مَعَاصِيَتَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stated that Allah, He loves that His leeways, His dispensations be taken, just as He hates that He be disobeyed. Allah loves that we take His dispensations. In another hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن تُؤْتَى رُخَصُهُ كَمَا يُحِبُّ أَن تُؤْتَى عَزَائِمُهُ. Allah loves to give His dispensations just as He loves to give the acts of worship that He intends. So these rukhas, it is not that we are running away from the religion of Allah. It is not that we are having shortcoming in our religion when we take the dispensations of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Allah, He loves for us to take His dispensations. And this is the sunnah that was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a clear and manifest proof that the religion came to bring ease and to take away hardship and difficulty from the ummah. As long as we follow the thawabat, the limitations of hardship, and not to use it to escape acts of worship, but we follow it with its proper constraints, within its proper boundaries, then this is what Allah loves for us to do. The Prophet ﷺ, he was never given the choice between two things, as was narrated by Aisha, except that he took the easier of the two, as long as it wasn't sinful. And if it was sinful, he was the most further away from sin. He always chose the easier of two paths. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. واغفر لنا جميعا يا رب العالمين وأحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.